Jury selection began yesterday in the case of Elizabeth Holmes, the former CEO of the biotech corporation Theranos. Holmes made headlines in 2003 when, at the age of 19, she dropped out of Stanford and began to build a blood testing empire.
Theranos offered a blood test that required a tiny finger prick blood sample and a device that could immediately produce a broad spectrum of results. In 2015, the Arizona legislature passed a law allowing people to request their own blood workups at retail testing centers, a procedure previously reserved for the discretion of doctors and medical facilities. Holmes joined Governor Ducey for the signing of the bill.
This historic law will help show that a healthcare system based on prevention, transparency, and individual liberty, giving people access to the information they're entitled to and they need to live healthier and longer lives, is the future of healthcare.
Theranos contracted with 40 Walgreens locations throughout the Valley to facilitate these blood tests. The company was perceived as being on the up and up, and Holmes was regarded as a superstar in the tech community. Dignitaries like Bill Clinton and Henry Kissinger touted the company's claims to potential investors.
Holmes' assertions that the finger prick blood test was successful raised capital for Theranos from Silicon Valley investors, eventually driving the valuation of the company to $9 billion at its peak. But in 2015, a Wall Street Journal article noted that Theranos' blood test hadn't gone through proper review, and the claims of the test's accuracy were greatly exaggerated. Wall Street Journal reporter John Carreyrou joined the show in 2018 to explain Holmes' transgressions.
If you go back and you look at all her public appearances, conferences, healthcare conferences, tech conferences, her appearances on TV, her interviews in magazines and newspapers, she never really speaks substantively about the technology, and she's never really pressed on it.
Following a 2017 settlement with the state of Arizona that returned $4.5 million to defrauded consumers, Theranos was barred from operating here. Now Holmes is facing 12 federal charges of fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud. Her defense team will claim she was being manipulated by Sonny Balwani, her former business partner and ex-boyfriend.